This is Illinois Edition. I'm Bill Wheelhouse. The current governor, Bruce Rauner, called the police on his predecessor, well, Carrie Lester, columnist and senior writer at the Daily Herald, joins us, and she'll sort it out and explain it a little better. Carrie, what is the story here?
Well, Bill, thanks for having me on, and I think this is just another chapter in these guys, the current Governor Bruce Rauner and former Governor Pat Quinn just can't get along. You know, you saw them squabble throughout the transition process. And I had heard this rumor in political circles that there was a Illinois State Police report floating around out there regarding some artwork of Gold Star veterans, fallen Illinois soldiers. And so I sent in a Freedom of Information Act request for this about a week ago, and it landed in my inbox last week. And what I found was that when Governor Bruce Rauner took office, his staff began looking for these portraits of these soldiers that was supposed to be located on the 16th floor of the James Thompson Center in Chicago. It's a traveling exhibit. It's been certainly all around the suburbs, all around the state, but they couldn't locate it. So turns out these portraits had been moved to Governor Pat Quinn's campaign headquarters. And so you look through this fairly lengthy police report that describes conversations between the outgoing and the incoming chiefs of staff, between the head of the Department of Veterans Affairs, all these people, and Governor Pat Quinn, who was later interviewed by state police. He claimed that these were inadvertently moved during the transition. But to me, the whole thing, it seemed a bit petty. I don't know that, you know, nobody's commented on the need for state police to get involved, but what we have is a fairly lengthy police report.
So about how many people roughly did it look like they talked to in the course of their investigation?
Well, a spokeswoman from Governor Bruce Rauner's office and a woman from the Department of Veterans Affairs were involved in initially talking to state police. Governor Pat Quinn's spokesman now, Billy Morgan, was the individual who returned the artwork to the Thompson Center. State police noted that they reviewed that footage from surveillance video. And Governor Pat Quinn himself was interviewed by state police, according to this report, at a downtown Chicago cafe that he likes to frequent. So all those are mentioned, as well as current chief of staff Mike Zilnerovich and Quinn's former chief Ryan Croak. So what is that, about a half dozen?
And when did this all take place?
You know what? It was kind of this ongoing saga. It started in December. The police report was filed in March. Governor Quinn was interviewed in April. The portraits are now back safe and sound. Actually, they are they're currently on display at the DeCoin State Fair.
And can you describe these portraits and what they are a little bit?
Sure. These are drawings by former Eastern Illinois University student. I believe he's from Mattoon. His name is Cameron Schilling. And he began drawing these portraits of fallen soldiers from Illinois way back in the early 2000s when Quinn was lieutenant governor. And as you know, Bill, Quinn has made veterans issues a hallmark of his time in public service. And so when he was lieutenant governor, this became this traveling exhibit. And, you know, as more and more soldiers died overseas, their portraits were added to the collection. Currently, there are 36 vinyl rolls, so multiple portraits make up each of these rolls. And they have these metal stands that prop them up. And state police value the exhibit at $5,000. But, you know, I was talking to Quinn's former chief of staff yesterday after the article ran. And certainly, you know, I think there's a question about the monetary value. The significance is much more to the veterans and their families. And in addition to these portraits that are on display, the veterans' families actually get to keep a copy of the original portrait.
No charges are going to be filed, it appears.
As far as I know, it seems like the case is closed, but it was just an interesting episode.
Another little chapter. Nice chatting with you. Carrie Lester, columnist and senior writer with the Daily Herald.
Thanks, Phil.